Hello, amigo. Welcome to my mind. I hope you're staying sane and you are staying safe. If this is your first time here, welcome on board. My name is Valerie and you are in my mind. There's no need to go through all the definitions of hate and all that it entails. I think it is something that is self-explanatory already. So I'll just go straight to the point. I used to say one thing about hate is that it dwells in a place where love once was. And honestly, that is the way I see it. Sometimes there are days when we see somebody and we just don't like them for a particular reason. But somehow, there's something about them that is threatening us. So that is like, there's something that we like. If we want to go deep, let me not talk too much, Abeg. So this is just my honest thoughts, and you're free to counter or let me know what exactly you think if you do not agree. Hate is as much a powerful emotion as love. The difference is only that love is liberating and freeing. Love is effortless. Love is easy. But hate is draining, hate is frustrating, hate is heavy. Hate, when left unattended to, would drain your spirit, it would tarnish your soul, it would darken your mind, it would darken your days. I honestly have no idea why I'm talking about hate today. But I hope whoever needs to hear this finds it helpful, and I hope they find it in time. So there are two types of hate, or two kinds of hate. There's implosion and next explosion. Implosion is the kind that is turned inward, while explosion, of course, is outward. Both have similar draining effects. Explosion, which is an outward hatred, has to do with hating others. This is when you just see somebody and then you want to throw something at them, you want to react, and sometimes you react and sometimes they irritate you and you just want to either leave or just say something that will hurt that person, or sometimes you just want to eliminate that person. There's nothing this person can do that is going to move you, or there's nothing that is going to make you feel empathic about this particular person. This type of hatred can motivate damaging behaviors. The only reason we hate something is because it threatens us. I think I've already mentioned that. It threatens something that we love. Yes. At the heart of all hatred is blame. Hate is rage and anger. When one feels wronged or victimized by someone, that discontent, that pain is what turns into hate. Unconsciously, or most times consciously, we turn these feelings of dislike on ourselves, and that is equally very damaging. I'm talking about implosion now. When hate is turned inward, it crushes your spirit. Self-hatred is the dislike for oneself. It brings low self-esteem. Of course, what's difficult here is that you cannot avoid your hater. You are your hater, you know, unlike the other kind of hatred, which is explosion. You can avoid your hater. I am no therapist. I cannot tell you how to deal with your problems or these problems. Many things work for different people. Many different things work for different people. And you just have to figure out that you have a problem and then work towards solving that problem. I will leave you with the words of Olivia Porter. Forgiveness is a choice, and by definition, choices are options. They are not imperatives. Try not to deny yourself negative emotions. These emotions are there to tell you something. And when you listen to what it's trying to tell you, only then will they melt away. Acknowledge that heat, welcome it, and then find ways to turn it into love. If this episode strikes close to home for you, Make today the day you address this darkness and let the light shine in again.